B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Dav Tzadik Vav. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, 14 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doiris. We know that the very first year, the year we actually went out of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had to bring their Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. And then later on, there was a parasha in the Torah that every year, every 14th of Nisan, we have to bring a Korban Pesach. However, there are differences between what was done in Pesach Mitzrayim, as it's called, and what was done in Pesach L'Doiris, the Pesach of the future generations. Says the Mishnah, Pesach Mitzrayim Mekhoi Miba'oser. With Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a requirement to actually take the sheep or the lamb, take it already 4 days before, on the 10th of Nisan, to take it and to declare, this is going to be the Korban Pesach. And that's something they only did in Mitzrayim. They did not have to do that in later generations. V'ta'on hazo b'agudas eizoiv v'al ha-mashkeish v'al shteh ha-mezuzois. They would have to sprinkle with a bundle of eizoiv plant from the blood of the Korban Pesach onto the lintel and the two doorposts of their homes. That was something unique to Pesach Mitzrayim. V'nechal b'chipozin. It had to be eaten in a hurried fashion, in a rushed way, b'laylo echod, one night. And we have to see what this word means. The Gemara is going to discuss that. U'Pesach Doiris Noye Kol Shiva. However, Pesach, for all the generations, is practiced for 7 days. And we're going to have to understand this. The last statement in the Mishnah will be discussed in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Minolon, how do you know, what's the source that by Pesach Mitzrayim they actually had to take the Korban Pesach on the 10th of Nisan and dedicate it as a Korban Pesach? Answers the Gemara, d'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Dabru el kol hadas Yisrael leimor be'osor l'chidesh hazeh, on the 10th of Nisan, v'yikhu lohem ish sele beis ovois sele bois. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So the Gemara learns from here, why do they have to say Be'osor l'chodesh hazeh? Just say Be'osor l'chodesh. Zeh normally means this, to the exclusion of something else, something similar, but something else. What's that something else? Says the Gemara, Zeh, that unique to Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a halacha of Vayikchu lohem, that on the Be'osor l'chodesh hazeh, Vayikchu lohem, only this year, this Pesach Mitzrayim, you have to take it on the 10th. Zeh mekhoi ba'osir, ve'in Pesach doiris mekhoi ba'osir. However, the Pesach of the future generations, one does not need be'osir l'chidesh hazeh, v'yikhu lohem ish seh l'beis avos. You do not need to dedicate the korban already on the 10th of Nisan. So this is a statement that the Gemara made, that the word zeh regarding korban Pesach can be used as if to say this year, the year we went out of Mitzrayim, to the exclusion of all the future years in the future generations. And the Gemara is now going to have seven or eight questions on this statement. Elo me'ata, says the Gemara, this is number one. If you can deduce from the word zeh that it's unique to Pesach Mitzrayim and not to Pesach Doiris, how about the pasuk that says, v'hoyo lochem lemishmeres, that you should take for yourselves as a mishmeres, which means in order to examine, ad arba sayim lachidesh hazeh, until the 14th of Nisan, v'shochad to oisei kol kahal hadas Yisrael beinu arbaim, and then the Klal Yisrael should check the Korban Pesach on the 14th in the afternoon. So here as well it says that ad arba sayim lachidesh hazeh. So the Gemara says, Hachnamya, you're going to suggest that this halacha, that you have to examine the animal for 4 days before offering it, for foreshechting it, Nami, that Zeh Ton Bikur Dalad Yomim Koidim Shchita, that only the Pesach Mitzrayim needed to be examined for 4 days before, Ve'in Achir, but Pesach Doiris Ton Bikur, they do not need Bikur, they do not need to be examined for 4 days. Votanya, this seems to contradict the Braisa Ben Bagbag Oimir, Minayin Letomit Ton Bikur Dalad Yomim Koidim Shchita. How do we know that the every day, the daily Korban Tomid that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, that it would be examined in the 4 days before it was offered? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Tzavetz b'nei Yisrael v'amart alem, es korboni lachmi l'ishai reach nichoichi, tishmeru l'hakriv li b'moyadoi. What's the word tishmeru doing in the parasha of Korban Tomid? Tishmeru, Lahakriv li b'moyadoi, that tishmeru means that it should be, one should be careful with it, one should watch it, one should examine it. And ulahalonu oimer v'hoyo lochem lemishmeres, the Brisa says that it says tishmeru regarding korban tomid, it also says v'hoyo lochem lemishmeres, our above mentioned posuk regarding korban tomid, of the korban pesach, sorry, of pesach mitzrayim, adar ba'osor until the 14th, ma lahalon taon bikur dalet yomim koidim shchita, in the same way as pesach mitzrayim, it's explicit that it was examined for 4 days prior to the shchita, afkan so to the korban tomid, taon bikur dalet yomim koidim shchita. And if we learn from pesach mitzrayim to the everyday korban tomid that it needs to be examined 4 days before being shechted, we can take it for granted that the Pesach L'Doiris also needs to be examined 4 days before being shechted. Even though it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyo lochem l'mishmeres ad arba'a so yoyim l'choydesh hazeh. And if what we said before is correct, that hazeh, in the context of separating the animal 4 days before and dedicating it as a korban Pesach 4 days before, if it's correct that the hazeh in that Pasuk is excluding Pesach L'Doiris, what you're going to say here? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosom Dichsiv Tishmeru. If you're asking regarding the Korban Tomid, then the source that Korban Tomid needs Bikur is because it says in the Pasuk, Tishmeru. So we learn from that, Gzeres HaKosov, from Pesach Mitzrayim, that you need to actually examine the Korban 4 days before. And as it happens, Pesach Doiris, regarding the Korban Pesach of all future generations, Nami Xoksiv, it also says in the Pasuk, V'ovadeto es ha'avoido azois b'chodesh hazeh, that the special Pasuk, and this Pasuk is going to take us right to the end of the Omid, that tells us, in contrast to the hazeh that we saw before regarding kicha ba'osir, the way it seems to say that the halacha, that there are halachas unique to Pesach Mitzrayim, to the exclusion of Pesach L'Doiris. However, there's another pasuk that seems to tell us the contrary, that seems to tell us that all the halachas of Pesach Mitzrayim actually apply and have to be adhered to in Pesach Doiris. As it says in the pasuk, "Vavadeto es avoido azois b'chodesh hazeh, sheyu kol avoido is chodesh zeh." All the avoidas to do with the korbonis of this month of Nisan and all the doiris kazeh should be the same as they were done in Pesach Mitzrayim, unless there's an explicit pasuk that says hazeh, that a particular detail applies exclusively to Pesach Mitzrayim, to the exclusion of Pesach L'Doiris, as we saw before, regarding Kicha B'Osir, having to take the animal and dedicate it as a korban already on the 10th, that it says Hazeh to teach us that it's unique to Pesach Mitzrayim, not to Pesach L'Doiris. But anywhere else where it doesn't say an explicit Pasuk or an explicit word to teach us that it doesn't apply to Pesach L'Doiris, it does apply to Pesach L'Doiris. And over here, this pasuk that we mentioned now, V'hoyo lochem l'mishmeres ad arba'os oyim l'chodesh hazeh, that word hazeh is not being used to tell us that it's for Pesach Mitzrayim to the exclusion of Pesach L'Doiris. No, on the contrary, this halacha of Bikur is actually learnt from the pasuk of Ovadeto es avoida azois b'chodesh hazeh, that you do have to do Bikur L'Doir and Bikur Dalet Yomim in all the Pesach L'Doiris. So you're going to ask me a question. If so, what is the hazeh in this pasuk excluding? Elohahu hazeh, this hazeh that it says by Bikur, that, so to speak, it was unique to Pesach Mitzrayim. What's it doing? What are we learning from there? If we're not learning from there, the exclusion of Pesach L'Doiris, says the Gemara, Lim'utei Pesach Sheini Dekavosei. There's some similarity between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Sheini in all the generations, in as much as that they were only one day. Pesach Sheini is just one day, and Pesach Mitzrayim was one day. And therefore, this halacha of Bikur applies to Pesach Mitzrayim and also to all the Pesach L'Doiris, Pesach Rishon, that we learn from the pasuk of Ovadeto es avoida azois b'chodesh hazeh, but Pesach Sheini does not need Bikur Dalet Yomim. Okay, says the Gemara, let's go on to now question number two. Elom me'ato adichsiv. It says in the pasuk, and this is regarding eating the korban Pesach roasted. It says, "Va'ochlu es habosor balaylo hazeh," that this night, again, it says the word hazeh, the korban Pesach has to be eaten roasted. Hochanamya, you're going to say, "Dezeh only Pesach Mitzrayim nechal balaylo." Sorry, this is not talking about roasting. This is talking about eating it at night. Are you going to say that only the Pesach Mitzrayim is allowed to be eaten only in the night of the 15th and not in the day of the 14th after Shechita? Ve'ein achir necholin balaylo. But the other generations, that means all the Pesach L'dayrois, I would think that we don't say ve'ochlu es habosor balaylo azeh, it has to be eaten only at night, it can already be eaten on the day of the 14th. Answers the Gemara, no. As we said before, from the pasuk of Avadah to Es Avodah, we learn that all the halachas of Pesach Rishon apply, Pesach Mitzrayim apply to Pesach L'dayrois. Elo hazeh lo moli. So why does it say regarding eating the korban Pesach only from when it's nighttime? Why does it say the word hazeh? What's it coming to exclude? Answers the Gemara. Look at Rebbe Elozo ben Azaria, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Elozo ben Azaria. He learned that to tell us that balaylo hazeh has to be eaten till chatzos, Rabbi Akiva says that it's talking about that it's only allowed to be eaten on the night of the 15th and not on the night of the 16th. And these are sugyas elsewhere in Shas. This is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Tes. And over there we see that they use the word hazeh to teach us something else. But it's not Pesach Mitzrayim to the exclusion of any other Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Question number 3. Elo me'ato dechsiv v'kol oril lo yoichal boi. It says that anyone who has not had the bris milah, for example, if his brothers died, and therefore he had good reason not to do bris milah, and as it happens, the same applies if he did not have a good reason to do bris milah, but we'll soon see that we're talking primarily here about somebody who had good reason not to do the bris milah. Nonetheless, lo yoichal boi, he's not allowed to eat the korban Pesach. Now this word boy means in it. It's very similar to the word hazeh, which also applies and says to it. So in the same way as we said before, by kicha ba'osar, that hazeh means this Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim, to the exclusion of Pesach L'dayrois, then here too, kol ore lo yoichal boy, hochanamio, you're going to suggest the boy regarding Pesach Mitzrayim, eino oichal, an oral is not allowed to eat, aval oichal Pesach Dayrois, but an oral is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in all the other generations, can that be true? Says the Gemara, no. Again, as we said before, Omar Krov Avadato, no. This word boy can be learned for can be used for something else, and therefore the old rule applies that anything that applied to Pesach Mitzrayim applies to Pesach Dayrus. Elo boy lo moli. So what are you going to do with this word boy? Answers the Gemara: boy eino oichel, aval hu oichel b'matzor morer. Boy means korban Pesach to the exclusion of matzor morer. Only korban Pesach is restricted to those who have had bris milah. However, the mitzvah of eating Pesach, of eating matzah and eating morer, that even an oral is allowed to do. I may have thought that since the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the main mitzvah was to eat Pesach and matzah and morer together. So I may have thought, since he's excluded from eating Korban Pesach, maybe he's also excluded from eating matzah and morer. No, that's why the Pasuk says, boy, only the Korban Pesach he's not allowed to eat, matzah and morer he does eat. Continues the Gemara, question number 4. Elom me'ato. How about the pasuk that's speaking about v'chol kol ben nechor lo yechal boy, a mumar, somebody who's rejected and betrayed the Torah, and he has the status of a mumar? Exactly how a person reaches and has this status is discussed elsewhere in Shas. But somebody who's a mumar and he's betrayed the Torah, he's rejected the Torah, then lo yechal boy, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Hochanami, are you going to suggest the boy, this word that ben neichal lo yechal boy, like hazeh, is telling us the boy eino oichal, only Pesach Mitzrayim he was not allowed to eat, aval oichal hu Pesach l'doiris, but a ben neichor, an estranged person, a mumar, is somebody who's estranged himself from Torah, and emuna, is somebody who's allowed to eat Pesach l'doiris? Says the Gemara, no. Omar Krov Avadato, as we said before, that the same as it applied in Pesach Mitzrayim, it applies to Pesach l'doiris. Elo boy lo moli. Why, what are you going to do with the word boy? Says the Gemara, boy hamoras das poiseles. This rejection of religion, this switching, so to speak, that moving away from Yiddishkeit, that it poiseles is only regarding Korban Pesach. Ve'ein amoras das poiseles bitruma. However, regarding eating truma, even if he's a mumar, he's allowed to eat truma. V'itzrich lemichtav oral, it has to say oral regarding that it passels by achilas korban pesach. V'itzrich lemichtav ben nechor, and it has to tell us also a mumar. Why does the posuk, this is just by the way, the Gemara is saying, why do I need a posuk in korban pesach to tell us that also an oral cannot eat korban pesach, and also a ben necho can not eat korban pesach? Because of erchmona oral, if it would only say that an oral is not allowed to eat korban pesach, mishum de mois, because it's something which the Torah very much repulses. It's mois. It's disgusting. Aval ben necho, loy mois. However, somebody who's a mumar doesn't have that that level of mios. So I may have thought that this restriction doesn't apply and the ben nechor is allowed to eat the korban pesach. Tzricha, that's why it needs to say that even a ben nechor is not allowed to eat korban pesach. V'ya ishminon ben nechor, and if the Torah would only tell us that a ben nechor, somebody who's estranged himself from Torah and Amunah, is not allowed to eat korban pesach, and it wouldn't have said that an oral is not allowed to eat korban pesach, mishum de'ein libo ila shamayim. This oral, his heart is clearly not directed towards Hashem, and therefore maybe that's the reason that he's not allowed to eat the korban pesach. Aval oral, I may have thought that an oral de libo ila shamayim, his heart is completely following Hashem. He's got no choice. His brothers died from the milah. It's dangerous for him to do the bris milah. He can't do bris milah. So I may have thought, hey, maloy, this restriction doesn't apply, and he's allowed to eat korban pesach. Tzricha, that's why he needs to say in the pasuk, v'chol oral lo yoichal boy. Now, the following few lines in the Gemara, which is question number 5, is Rashi says that we're not goyros it, because Rashi... Let's read it anyway, and let's read it. Elo me'ata, the Gemara is asking, Toishav v'sochir lo yoichal boy. The Pasuk says that a Toishav and a Sochir is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Now Rashi says that Toishav and Sochir are both going on Eved Ivri, on a Jewish slave, a Toishav being one who's going to remain an Eved for his entire life, or Kinyan Oilom, as it's called, v'nirtza, he's somebody who has a who's bored in his ears, and he's called, we call Kinyan Oilam, and a Socher is somebody who's only for a set amount of years, but it's an Eved Ivri. So, and the Gemara's, but that's how Rashi learns, and that's why Rashi doesn't really understand what it's going on, why anyone would assume that you can't eat, why you can't eat the Korban Pesach. Of course he's Chayiv Korban Pesach. Tosis in Yevam Mustaf Ayin Aleph has a very different explanation on Toishav Asochir. He says it's going on a Goy or a Ger Toishav, and therefore it's a little bit easier for Tosfos to understand it. But either way, let's just read these words. Tosfos says that we are going with them in the Gemara. Toshav v'socher lo yoichal boy hochanami. It says lo yoichal boy, are you going to suggest that the restriction of a Toshav v'socher from eating Korban Pesach, hochanami de boy hu eino oichal, aval oichalu Pesach doiris? Says the Gemara, no, Omar Krov Avadato. Again, we learn from Avadato that the Toshav v'sochir who didn't eat Pesach Rishon would not eat the Pesach Radoiris. Elo boy lomali, what are you doing from the boy? Is boy hamoras das poiseles, vein hamoras das poiseles bitruma? And this is a difficult answer, because who's talking here about hamoras das? This is something that Tosfos discusses. Rashi actually says that a typical, who Rashi understands is a Toshav v'sochir, which is an Eved Ivri, Rashi actually says he ate Pesach Mitzrayim. Even though it says regarding Pesach Mitzrayim, Toshav v'sochir lo yoichal boy, we take it for granted, it does not mean that a Toshav v'sochir cannot eat. It's actually just used as Gzeres HaKosov in order to teach us different halachas in different places. You can look at the Rashi inside, it's based on a Gemara in Yevamos, but Rashi says that the word Toshav v'sochir lo yoichal boy is not a restriction to eating Korban Pesach for the Toshav v'sochir, and therefore it does not apply in this Gemara. Says the Gemara question number 6. Elo me'ata umalta oisoi. It says that any homeowner, a father or master who has male sons or slaves who have not had bris milah, is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. It says there, umalta oisoi, you should do bris milah on him, and oz yoichal boy, and then the master can eat from the Korban Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Hachanami, are you going to say that boy, the boy eino oichel, that only Pesach Mitzrayim, the master of somebody who's not, or father of somebody who's not done bris mila is not allowed to eat korban pesach, aval oichel pesach l'doiras, but all future psachim he is allowed to. Says the Gemara, no. Omar kro vavadato. Again, we learn from vavadato that the same halachas that apply to pesach mitzrayim apply to pesach l'doiras. Elo boy lomoli. What are you doing with the word boy? Answers the Gemara, boy milas zechorov avodov ma'akeves, that it's the boy is not Pesach Mitzrayim, the boy is Korban Pesach. Regarding Korban Pesach, also Pesach Mitzrayim, also Pesach L'doiris. But regarding Korban Pesach, the fact that his sons or slaves have not done bris mila prevents the master or father from eating Korban Pesach. Ve'in milas zechorov avodov ma'akeves betruma, however a kohen who wants to eat truma, whose sons or slaves have not done bris mila, he's not prevented from eating truma. Continues the Gemara, question number 7. Elo me'ato dichsiv, how about the pasuk that says, ve'etzem lo yishberu, boy, you're not allowed to break a bone of the Korban Pesach, boy, in it. Hochanamya, you're going to suggest, boy eino shever, that only Pesach Mitzrayim, it was also to break a bone of a Korban Pesach, aval shever Pesach l'doiris, but the future Pesach of the generations, one's allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, of course not, Omar kro vavadato, we learn again from the same posuk vavadato, that all the halachas of Pesach Mitzrayim apply to Pesach l'doiris. Elo boy lomoli. So why does it say the word boy in the pasuk of etzem lo yishbur boy? Answers the Gemara, boy bekosher v'loy bepasul. What it means is only in it, referring to a korban pesach which is kosher. That's when you're not allowed to break a bone. A korban pesach that's pasul. If you break a bone, you haven't transgressed this issa. Asks the Gemara the 8th and final question. Elo me'ato dechsiv al toichlu mimenu. No. The pasuk says you're not allowed to eat mimenu from it. In the same way as hazeh means this one, and boy means it. The mimenu means also from it. Al toichlu mimenu, no, you're not allowed to eat it when it's only partially roasted. Mimenu, are you going to say that only from it, Pesach Mitzrayim, iya toichel, you're not allowed to eat if it's not fully roasted. Avala toichel, no, be Pesach deiris, but you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in future generations when it's not fully roasted. Says the Gemara, no, Omar kro vavadato. Again, we learn from the word vavadato that it does apply. Elo mimenu lomali. What we're learning from the word mimenu, answers the Gemara, look at the Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. This is to teach us a halacha of Rabba, that Rabba says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok, and this is something which the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph explains. Rashi quotes it here. What we learn from this word mimenu to teach us a halacha regarding meiser. And Rashi brings mala lon oral osur bepesach afkan oral osur bepesach. We use this gzer shava just to tell us that an oral not only is he not allowed to eat korban pesach, but he's also not allowed to eat meiser. Continues the Gemara. This takes us back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that one of the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach L'doiris is that Pesach Mitzrayim had to be eaten hastily, had to be eaten b'chipozin. Asks the Gemara, Minolon, how do you know Pesach Mitzrayim had to be eaten hastily, and how do you know that only Pesach Mitzrayim, not Pesach L'doiris? Answers the Gemara, Do Amakro, it says in the Pasuk, V'achaltem oisoi b'chipozoin, and you will eat it, oisoi referring to it, only b'chipozoin hastily, oisoi nechal b'chipozoin, only that korban pesach, that year, pesach mitzrayim, had to be eaten b'chipozoin, vein achir nechal b'chipozoin, but any other korban pesach following that year, the pesach l'doiris, did not have to be eaten b'chipozoin. Continues the Gemara. And now the Gemara is coming to a seemingly cryptic part of the Mishnah at the end. The whole part of the Mishnah till here was telling us different halachas that applied exclusively to Pesach Mitzrayim. Mekhoi ba'osoyr, ton hazo bagudas ezoiv, noichal b'chipozin. And then it suddenly says, b'laylo echod, one night, or Pesach deiris, noichal shiva, but the Pesach deiris is, one keeps it for 7 days. What's going on here? What does that mean? Says the Gemara, O Pesach Deiris, Noyei Kol Shiva V'chulu. Asks the Gemara, Amaykoi, what's this referring to? Ilei Ma'a Pesach, is it referring to the Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach of Pesach Mitzrayim was Laila Echad, was one night, but the Korban Pesach of all the generations was 7 days. Pesach called Shiva Mi'ika. Nobody's going to think that way. Of course, Korban Pesach is only one night, even Pesach Nedaris. Eloi must be talking about a chometz. That the chometz by Pesach Mitzrayim, chometz was just one night. But, and there, all the rest of the Dairus, all the other years, Pesach is the chometz. Is the chometz of Pesach is 7 days. Says the Gemara, Michlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad. If that's how you learn the Mishnah, then it seems in the Mishnah that Pesach Mitzrayim was only kept one night. Vesuloi, not more. One night. Not even the day of the 15th of Nisan in Mitzrayim they would keep away from chometz, only the night of Pesach. And this seems to contradict the brayso of Tani Rabbi Yitzchak Lili Oimer, Menayin lePesach Mitzrayim she'ein chimutzay noyeg elo yom echad. How do you know that the issa of chometz by Pesach Mitzrayim was one day? One day seems to mean the night of the 15th and the day of the 15th. Talmud Leimer says in the pasuk, lo ye ochel chometz, on one pasuk, and the next pasuk it says v'samach lei. The next pasuk it says hayom. Atam Yotzim, today you're leaving Mitzrayim. So the Gemara learns that we put together the Lo Ye'ochil Chometz Hayoim, meaning that that day, including the day of the 15th, the day they went out, there was an Issa Chometz, not just the night. How are you going to understand our Mishnah, assuming that that's what our Mishnah means? Elo says the Gemara Hochikoma, Laila Echod, V'hu Adin L'Pesach Dairus. What the Mishnah actually means is as follows, that we're talking about the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is Laila Echod, referring to the Korban Pesach by Pesach Mitzrayim was one night. Not to exclude all the other years. All the other years are also one night. The Pesach L'Doiris. V'hu Adin Pesach L'Doiris. V'chi Mutzay, however, in contrast to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which was only one day, the Issa of eating chometz in the Pesach Mitzrayim was not one night like the Korban Pesach, but was Kol Hayoim, the whole day of the 15th, or Pesach Radeiris, but Pesach Radeiris was Noye Kol Shiva, is for all 7 days. So we want to contrast the Issa chometz to the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is just the night of the 15th, also Pesach Mitzrayim, also Pesach Radeiris. Regarding chometz, that's where there's a difference. It's definitely longer than the time of the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is the night of the 15th. Even Pesach Mitzrayim, the Issa Chometz, was a full day till the end of the day of the 15th. Pesach Nedaris was till the end of 7 days. Continues the next Mishnah. Omar Rebbe Yeshua. Shomati, I heard from my Rebbes, says Rebbe Yeshua, Shetmuras Pesach Kreva, Utmuras Pesach Einoi Kreva. What is Tmura? So the truth is that Tmura it's a parash in the Torah, it's a whole Masechta in Shas, Masechta's Tmura, which we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem when we get there. And what is a Tmura? The Tmura is if somebody says that I have here in front of me a Korban, I would like to make a Tmura, a substitute. I would like to exchange that this Korban, the Kedusha or the status of this Korban will now apply to a different animal. It's an Avera to do that. If you did it, the halacha is not only does the first animal retain its original status, but the second animal also has the same status as that first animal. Hu utmurosoi yekoidesh. That's what tmura. Tmura is a substitute, an exchange of an original korban, which is called a tmura. So Rabbi Yeshua heard from his rebbes, what happens if you had a korban Pesach, and then you try to do a tmura? You said that I would like to exchange this korban Pesach, and the Kedusha should go on another animal. That second animal is called Tmuras Pesach. The question is, that Tmura itself, is one allowed to put it on the Mizbech as a Korban or not? So it's not going to be used as a Korban Pesach. You have a Korban Pesach. It's going to have the status of a Shlomim. We're going to learn about that. It has the status of a Shlomim. However, there are some Korbonis which are apostle, and or rather they have been rejected, they are dochi, they've been rejected, and we'll soon see in the Gemara at length exactly what's going on here. But there's a concept that Tmuras Pesach Krevo can actually be put onto the Mizbeach as a Shlomim, and there's another case, Tmuras Pesach Eino Krevo, which means that it's not, this Tmura is not allowed to actually be offered up as a Korban. It does have the kedusha of a tmuras Pesach. So what you have to do is you have to let it graze until it gets a blemish, and then you sell the money. From the money, you buy a shlomim and you bring up as a shlomim. So Rabbi Shua said, I heard from my rebbes that there are some cases of tmuras shlomim which can go on the mizbeach. There's some cases of tmuras pesach, and there's some cases of tmuras pesach that do not go on the mizbeach. But I don't remember ve'ein li lefarish. I don't know how to explain which type of tmuras pesach can go on the mizbeach and which tmuras pesach cannot. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll explain it to you. Ani afarish. And let's first read the words, and then we'll have a basic introduction to the next sugya. Ha-Pesach she-nimtza koidem shchitas ha-Pesach yire ad she-yistayiv v'yimochir v'yavi b'dom av shlomim v'chein tmurosei achar shchitas ha-Pesach koriv shlomim v'chein tmurosei. So before going back to those words, what's going on here? Let's assume that somebody, he took a korban Pesach, he had a korban, whether it's a lamb, whether it's a kid, and he said this is a Korban Pesach. He was going to Shechta on Erev Pesach. At some point, that Korban Pesach got lost. Okay, so what do we do now? We have to take another animal and make another Korban Pesach. So, fine, we make another Korban Pesach. We Shechta that Korban Pesach, and at some point, the original Korban Pesach has now been found. What do we do with it? So we would assume, logic would dictate, it's like a Moisar Pesach, it's like the leftovers of a Pesach, and it should be a Shlomim. However, what happens if you found that first shlomim, the original shlomim, you found it before, let's say before Chatzos, or before you shechted the other Pesach? We're not now going into before Chatzos or before the Shechita. We're going to discuss that soon in the Gemara. But he found this korban before the Shechita. So now I've got in front of me an original korban Pesach and a new korban Pesach, both alive. Only one of them can be shechted. No one person can shecht two Korban Pesachs. And the other one is now been rejected, so to speak. Had they not found it till much later, then you can say it was lost. We had to offer another Korban Pesach. Now we find the original. You find the original, you can bring it as a shlomim. Moisar HaPesach is a shlomim. No issue with that. But if you find it before the Shechita, and now at the time of the Shechita, that other korban, that replacement, or whichever one it is, the other one, is equally able to be shechted as the other one. And you're choosing one, rejecting the other. A korban that you rejected is not called a Moisar HaPesach, it's called a Pesach Dochui, and therefore you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeach. You have to make sure, you have to wait until it grazes, it gets a blemish, and then you can sell it and use the money for a shlomim. Let's see that inside. So Rabbi Akiva is saying to Rabbi Yeshua, HaPesach she-nimtza koidem shchitas ha-Pesach, if the original korban Pesach that you lost was found before you shechted the second korban, the second animal. And now, so whilst you were shechting the second animal, the first animal was here with us, and theoretically speaking, able to be shechted, and you rejected it by choosing the other animal, then this Korban Pesach has to graze ad she-yistoyv until it gets a blemish, v'yimochir, and then it gets sold, v'yovi b'dom of shlomim, and you use its money to buy a korban shlomim. V'chein t'murosei. So if that Korban Pesach, if that second Korban Pesach that was rejected, if you tried to exchange that Pesach Dochi, that rejected Pesach, onto another animal, then I now have two korbonis that would seem are called rejected Korban Pesachs. So neither of them can go on the Mizbeach. Both of them have to be left until they get a blemish. Achar Shchitas HaPesach. If, however, you find the second Korban Pesach only after you shechted the first Korban Pesach, which means that other Korban Pesach that got lost never actually got rejected, it was just lost, then it's a regular Korban Pesach that could not be shechted. It has not been rejected. And you can bring it as a shlomim. Korav shlomim. V'chein t'murosoi. If you do a t'muro of that Korban Pesach that's not been rejected, that Korban that you found after the other Korban Pesach was shechted, and now you've got this Korban Pesach that is going to be a shlomim, and you try and make a t'mura, then the t'mura animal, the exchanged animal, is also going to have the same status of a shlomim and is allowed to go on the Mizbeach. That's the end of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, V'leima Pesach Koriv u'Pesach Eino Koriv. The way that Rabbi Akiva explained the Mishnah, that why are we discussing Tmura? just Rabbi Shua says, Shamati, that Tmuras Pesach is Kreva, and Tmuras Pesach ain't a Kreva. And Rabbi Akiva explained, why are you discussing the Tmura at all? Just talk about the Korban Pesach itself. There's a Korban Pesach that can be offered on the Mizbeach as a Shlomim, and there's a Korban Pesach that cannot be offered as a Shlomim. If it was found after the original Korban Pesach was shechted, or the original, after the one that was shechted, you then found the lost animal, then this animal, this the one we have in front of us now, was not rejected. It can be brought on the Mizbeach as a Shlomim. If you found it before you shechted the Korban Pesach, and then by shechting one of the animals, the remaining one, is a rejected Korban, it cannot go on the Mizbeach. You have to wait for it to get a blemish, and then you can sell it. Why did the Mishnah go into all the effort talking about Tmura? The Tmura, at the end of the day, is just the same halacha as the original. Answers the Gemara Hokamash Malon. What the Mishnah wanted to impress on us was the ikar tmuras shlomim deloy kareva. Because I may have thought that when you make a tmura of a korban pesach, it doesn't matter what the status of the korban pesach was. I never intended to actually shecht the tmuras pesach as a korban pesach. So this tmuras pesach is never considered a rejected korban. So it doesn't matter whether it's a tmura of a rejected korban or not. I should be able to offer it on the mizbeach. It's not rejected. It's a Moisar HaPesach. It's the Tmura of a Moisar HaPesach. And again, it will be a Shlomim. Says no. The Mishnah wants to impress on us that it's possible that even though it's just a Tmura, and therefore it has not been rejected, nonetheless, it's possible that it has the status of a rejected Korban and is cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara Itmar. Rabba Omar Koidem Shchita Ul Achar Shchita Shaninu. Rabba learns, as we saw in the Mishnah, that the point in time that determines whether an animal is being rejected or not being rejected is the point of Shchita. That if at the point that you're shechting the Korban Pesach, the other animal is here with us in front of us, at that point you're rejecting it and it can no longer be put on the Mizbeach. That's what Rabba says. Reb Zeira Omar, Reb Zeira says no. Koidim chatzois ola achar chatzois shaninu. Reb Zeira maintains that in the Mishnah was actually telling us that it's not dependent on when you shecht. That's not what determines whether an animal is rejected. What the point that determines the rejection of an animal is chatzois, the time that the Torah says from now you could shecht the Korban Pesach. If the animal was found before chatzois, then as Chatzos strikes, both animals are able to be shechted. At that point, if you shecht one and you leave the other behind, the other one is called a rejected Korban Pesach and cannot be put in itself on the Mizbeach. If, however, you find the lost Korban, you find it after Chatzos, even though you find it before you shecht the other animal, and when you shecht the other animal is there, wait, it's there, standing next to it. They're both here, we have them both. It's not called that you rejected it, since at the time of Chatzos, the lost animal had not yet been found. Says the Gemara, Ulrab Zeira Hoktoni Koidim Shchitas HaPesach. If you look in the Mishnah, does it not say in the Mishnah that it's dependent on Rabbi Akiva? When he explained Rabbi Yeshua, or what Rabbi Yeshua heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva said that a Korban Pesach that's found before Shchita, the lost animal is found before the shechita of the animal that's going to be the Korban Pesach, then it's rejected. If it's only found after the shechita, then it's not a rejected Korban. How can you, Reb Zeira, say it doesn't depend on the shechita? Even if you, Reb Zeira, hold, even if you find it before the shechita, it's not rejected, providing you didn't find it before Chatzos. Says the Gemara, Ein Eima Koidem Zman Shechitas HaPesach. The read into the Mishnah, not Koidem Shechitas HaPesach, rather Koidem Zman Shechitas HaPesach. You find it before the time of the first time that you could, the earliest time you can shecht the Korban Pesach. Then, when Chatzos strikes, then this Korban is nireh, it's able to be shechted, it's here, and it's nitcha, and it's been rejected, then it cannot no longer be put on the Mizbeach. However, if you find it after Chatzos, and at the time of Chatzos it was not nira, it was not able to be shechted because it was lost, it's not rejected, and even if you find it before the Shechita, you can still offer it on the Mizbeach as a Shlomim. Continues the Gemara. Achar Shechitas HaPesach Yovi Shlomim. And now the Gemara is going to go into a side topic, which, let's just have a short introduction. The Mishnah itself there were two stages in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, that means in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if you find a Korban Pesach before the Shechitas HaPesach, then at the Shechitas HaPesach, the other animal, the one that was lost and now found, becomes rejected, and you cannot put it onto the Mizbeach. If you find the animal after the Shechita, then it was not rejected, and it can go on the Mizbeach as a Shlomim. And then, by the way, the Mishnah adds in, and the same applies to a Tmura. So if you have a Tmura of an animal which was found before Chatzos, before the Shechita, then that Tmura is the Tmura of an animal that's rejected, and the Tmura is also rejected. If you have a Tmura of an animal that was found after the Shechita, then it's a Tmura of an animal that was not rejected, and the Tmura is also not rejected, and it can also be brought as a Shlomim. That's a basic reading of the Mishnah. So that means everybody agrees that if the korban, the lost korban, is found before the Shechita, and you make the Tmura before the Shechita, you had animal A that got lost, animal B that was supposed to replace it, animal C that was a Tmura of animal A. You found animal A before Shechita of animal B, and you make the Tmura. C now becomes a Tmura's Pesach all before the Shechita of B. And then you Shecht B, then obviously also A and also C, Hu utmurasai, they're both rejected, and they both cannot go on the Mizbeach. That everybody agrees with. Everybody will also agree that if you find A only after you shechted the B, after the Shechita you find it, and then you make a Tmura of A, so now you have a Tmura that was after it was shechted, and the animal itself was found after B was shechted, then both the A, the original Korban Pesach, and the Tmura, both of them have not been rejected, and both of them could go on the Mizbeach as Shlomim. That's not going to be a discussion. What we're going to discuss now is what happens if you find the Korban Pesach A gets found before the Shechita of B. And then he doesn't make a Tmura. And then you shecht B. Now A is rejected. And now he makes a Tmura of A. Do we say, since C, which is the Tmura of A, since this third korban, this third animal, is a Tmura, an exchange, a substitute for A, and A is rejected, it was a rejected korban, so C is also rejected, or do we say no? Do we say, since C itself was not made into a Tmura before the Shechita, then C itself was never rejected? That is, and therefore, even if the original korban A is nitche, is rejected, the C is not going to be rejected. And then obviously we're going to have to understand how to learn our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says that Rabbi Shua heard that Tmuras HaPesach Kreva, Tmuras HaPesach Eino Kreva, and Rabbi Akiva explained it depends on when you found the Korban Pesach. So the most straightforward way of learning the Mishnah would be that if you found the Korban Pesach and made the Tmura before the Shechita, that's when both of them are nidche. If you find the Korban Pesach and you make the Tmura after the Shechita, that's when he says that both of them are nikrav. They can both be offered on the Mizbeach. So we could avoid the whole thing by saying the Mishnah wasn't talking about a case where the original Pesach was found before the Shechita, but the Tmura was only made after the Shechita. But that's going to have to be a discussion now. And there's actually going to be two versions in Rava on this Machlokes. In the first version of Rava, Rava's going to say that obviously the first Korban that was found before the Shechita is rejected, but the second Korban is also rejected, since it's a Tmura of a rejected animal. And the second version of Rava is going to be no, that the Tmura in that case is not considered rejected and can actually go on the Mizbeach, because even though it's a Tmura of a rejected animal, since it was only made a Tmura after the Shechita, the Tmura itself was never rejected, and therefore it can be put on the Mizbeach as a Shlomim. Let's see that inside. Achar Shechitas HaPesach Yovi Shlomim V'chulu. If you found the Korban Pesach, which is what we will call A, after B was already shechted, it's not rejected, you can put it on the Mizbeach as a Shlomim. And obviously the Tmura you make after that is also not rejected and can also be put on the Mizbeach. Omar Rava, version 1 of Rava. Lo yishonu elo shenimtzo achar hashchita. When do we say that you're actually allowed to put the tmura onto the mizbeach? Is only elo shenimtzo achar shchita v'heimir boy achar shchita. If you find the original animal after the shchita and you did the tmura after the shchita, then neither of the animals were rejected, and then both can go on the mizbeach. Aval nimtza koidim shchita. But if that animal A that got lost, you found it before you shechted B, v'heimir boy achar shchita, and only after the shchita of B you made a tmura C of A, in that case, in the first version of Rava, tmurasoi mikoyach kdusha d'chuyo ka'asya v'loy kreva. Even though this tmura only became a tmura after the shchita, and we saw in the Mishnah that an animal that's found after the shchita is not rejected. However, since this tmura is a tmura, it's an exchange, a substitute for a rejected animal, therefore, in the same way as the rejected animal, the one that was found before the shchita, is rejected, so too the tmura is rejected and is not allowed to be put on the mizbeach itself. That's the first version of Rava. Says the Eisvei Abaye. Abaye is now going to ask a question from this. We learnt in a brisa, im kesev. The pasuk says im kesev hu makriv es korbanoi vehikriv oisoi lifnei Hashem. So the words im kesev, and it's not so clear whether the word im is a word that is not really necessary and therefore can be used as a drasha, or whether it's the word kesev that's not so necessary. Rashi's got two explanations, but from the words im kesev, the Gemara says, ma talmud lo ma im kesev. If you look in the psukim there, we know we're talking about an im kesev. It speaks about the im kesev before, and the psukim later, when it stops speaking about the lamb, starts speaking about the goats, it says the v'im eiz. So we know we're talking about kesev. Why does it have to say that? L'rabo is tmuras ha-pesach achar ha-pesach shekorvo shlomim. To tell us that if you make a tmura of a korban pesach after the shchita of a pesach, tmuras ha-pesach achar ha-pesach, if you made the tmura after you shechted the korban shekorvo shlomim, you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach. Why? Because you only did the tmura after the shchita, so the tmura itself was not rejected. And if it was not rejected, it can go on to the Mizbeach as a Shlomim. You don't need to wait for it to get a blemish and then to use the money, to sell it and use the money for a Shlomim. And this is exactly the opposite of what Rava said. Rava said that even if you made the Tmura after the Shechita, nonetheless, since it's the Tmura of a rejected Korban, it cannot go on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is now going to say, Hei Chedomi, this Braisa that says that Tmuras HaPesach Achar HaPesach Shekreva Shlomim, what's it talking about? Because there is another option. The other option could be that it's talking about that you found the first Korban after the Shechita as well. So if you find, and so if you find the first korban after the shchita, then nothing is rejected. The A is not rejected, and C is not rejected. Maybe that's what the price is talking about. Why are you assuming that this price is talking about that you found the original animal A before the shchita, and when it says in the brisa that tmura sapesach achar pesach, that you made the tmura after the shchita, is talking about only the tmura was made after the shchita. Maybe the original animal was also only found after the shchita, in which case it won't be a question on Rava. Rava will agree that if they're both not rejected, that it can go on to the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, Ilema, are you going to suggest shenimtzo achar shchita v'heimir boy achar shchita, that A was found after the shchita? Then if so, pshita, then it goes without saying. If the original korban wasn't rejected, and the tmura wasn't rejected, and it's not a tmura of a rejected animal, then it's pashat lomo likra. Why do I need a pasuk to say im kesev? Elo lav, it must be, if there's any element of chiddush in the braisa, it must be to tell us that even though the original A animal was found before the shchita, since you made the tmura sapesach was achar pesach, was after the shchita of the pesach, therefore it can be put on the mizbeach, and therefore it's a question on Rava. Elo lav, shenimtza koidim shchita, the original lost animal was found before the shchita, and when at the time of the shchita it was rejected, v'heimir boy achar shchita, and he did the tmura after the shchita. And the braisa learns from the pasuk that kreva shlomim, you can put it on the mizbeach as a shlomim, not like you Rava said. Says the Gemara, Loi. La'olam shenim tzaracha shchito. It could well be the Brice is talking about that you found the original animal also, only after the shchita. And therefore, and therefore, no part of A or C was rejected, and therefore it can go on the Mizbeach. Rava doesn't argue with that. What are you going to do with the Pasuk? Go cross Machta Ba'alma. And the context that this Braisa used the Pasuk was just as an added support for this simple, taken for granted halacha. I don't really need the words Im Kesev to teach us this. Elokrolamai Osa. So what are you learning from these words Im Kesev? Kedetanya. I'm using it for a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Im Kesev l'rabois es ha-pesach l'alyo. It doesn't say explicitly in the Pasuk by Korban Pesach that the tail has to actually be part of the Imurim and go on the Mizbeach. We learn it out from the extra word Kesev. Kashu'oimir Im Kesev, the extra word Im, what's that coming to teach us? L'rabois Pesach she'ovro shnosui. To teach us that Korban Pesach, which you know Korban Pesach is only allowed to be offered within the first year. What happens if now you have a Korban Pesach and for whatever reason it was not shechted before it became a year old? Then Pesach she'ovro shnosui u'shlomim aboim machmas Pesach, or a shlomim that comes machmas Pesach. For example, either a tmura of a Korban Pesach or a Korban Pesach that the owners of the Korban Pesach chose to use a different Korban afterwards. It's called a Pesach Sheniskap Rubailov. That's what Rashi brings. How do we know that either Pesach after a year old or a Shlomim Haboin Machmas HaPesach, a Shlomim, as we said, that is consequent from a Pesach, that L'chol Mitzvah is a Shlomim, that in these Korbonis, all the other Mitzvahs of Korban Shlomim apply to them. For example, Sheton Smicha, leaning on the animal, which one does for Korban Shlomim, not for Korban Pesach, it applies. U'nesachim, I'm bringing up the Nesachim on the Mizbeach. U'tenufas Chozev HaShoik, the lifting, the waving of the breast and the thigh. That's what we learn from V'im Kesev. U'kushu'oimir V'im Eiz, and when it says a few psukim later, ve'im eiz, talking about a shlomim, which is coming from a goat, hifsiko inyan, then it's a break in what was spoken about before. Limei to tell us al eiz she'ein tu'una alyo, that regarding the goat, if you bring a goat as a korban, then the tail is not one of the imurim, it does not have to go onto the mizbeach. So here we have a braisa telling us exactly which halachas we learn from Im Kesev, because we indeed do not need Im Kesev to tell us that an animal that was first lost and then only after the second animal was shechted, the original one was found, and then he made it tmura to say that both of those can be put on the Mizbeach as shlomim because neither were actually rejected. That does not need a pasuk, it goes without saying. That was the first version of Rava. And now we're going to see V'ikah d'masni lo areisha. Till now we learnt that Rava was commenting about the second part of what Rabbi Akiva said, if you find a korban after the shechita, the find the lost korban after the shechita of the replacement korban, then hu utmurasoi is korev, because it hasn't been rejected. And then we had a discussion, is it only if you also found it after the shechita, or is it even if you found it before the shechita, but you made the tmura after the shechita, if also korev? And Rava said, no, Rava said in that case, it's not korev, because it's the tmura of a rejected animal, even though the tmura itself was not rejected, because it was only made a tmura after the shechita. But now, the Gemara says we're going back to the second version of Rava is going back on the Reisha. In the Reisha, it says that if you find a Korban Pesach before the shechita, then the Korban Pesach at the time of the shechita gets rejected and cannot be put on the Mizbeach, nor can the tmura. And obviously we take it for granted that if you made the tmura also before the shechita, in that case, of course, the original, the A and C are both rejected at the shechita. You cannot put them on the mizbeach. But we're going to have the same discussion now, whether if you found the original korban before the shechita, in which case the original korban is rejected, but you do the tmura just after the shechita, the same discussion we had before, whether it's still true to say that it cannot be put on the mizbeach, or do we say no? The tmura part, obviously the original korban that was found, A, that was found before the shechita of B, of course it's rejected. But regarding the tmura, here Rav is going to say that the tmura, since the tmura was made after the shechita, it's not rejected, and it can actually put on the mizbeach, which is the opposite of what he said in the first version, which is okay, it's an ikka d'omra. Ikka d'omra, others learn this rova aresha. It's going on the resha. HaPesach shenimta koidim shechitas HaPesach, the Mishnah says that if you find the lost korban Pesach before the shechita, yire achi istoiv, then when you do the shechita of the second of that B, of the replacement korban, then the found korban becomes rejected, it can no longer be put on the mizbeach. Yirachi is toiv, you have to let it graze until it gets a blemish, v'yimocher, and you sell it, v'yovi b'dom of shlomim, and you buy from its money a shlomim. V'chein t'murosa, and the same applies to the t'mura. Omar Rava. Rava says, lo yishonu, when is it true that the t'mura is also rejected, that's only elo shenimta koidim shchita, v'heimir boi koidim shchita, only if you made the t'mura see before you shechted B, then A and C become rejected. Aval nimtza koidim shchita, but if you found the lost animal before the shchita. Veheimir boy achar shchita, but you only made the tmur after the shchita. The tmur animal was never rejected, it only became a tmur animal after the shchita. Tmur also krevo shlomim. Then the tmura can be put onto the mizbech. My tama, why? Ki kovo shchita. Midi dechozile, when does an animal become rejected? At the shchita. What does the shchita reject? An animal that's a korban. In this case, when B was shechted and A was there, it was found before the shchita, then shechting B rejects A, because A was also a korban that was fit to be a korban. Midi delei chozile. But this animal that's only going to become a tmura after the shchita, at this point it's a regular chulin animal. It's not fit to be a korban, it's not fit to be shechted. The shchita will not reject it. Loi kovo. It does not make it, it does not reject it, and therefore the tumura is actually allowed to be put on the mizbeach. Eisve Abaye, now it's again Abaye's turn to ask a question on Rava. Im kesev, we saw this braisa before, just now the braisa, the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit, an extra couple of lines in the braisa. Im kesev, ma talmud loima, what do we learn from the words im kesev? Le rabbi is tumura sa pesach. A tmura sa pesach, that achar a pesach, if it was found after shchita sa pesach, shakreva shlomim, and as we saw before, and it's certainly talking about, I'm saying, as okay, that's the beginning of the braisa. Continues the braisa. Yochel, I may have thought, af lifnei a pesach, even if you find the korban pesach, before you shecht the korban pesach, that Cain, the same halacha applies, that you can offer it as a shlomim, not just if you find it after the shchita after the shchita. Talmud Loima, it says, who koriv, only a kosher korban pesach can be put on the mizbeach, v'ein tmura sa pesach kreva. However, it's not to be taken for granted that every tmura can be put on the mizbeach. If you have a kosher korban pesach, it can be put on the mizbeach. If you have a korban pesach that you found after the shchita sa pesach, you found the lost animal, it was not rejected, it can go onto the mizbeach. If you find an animal, the lost animal before the shchita, and then that's not true, then it's not a kosher korban pesach, and it cannot be put onto the mizbeach, v'ein tmuras ha-pesach kreva. And there's not every case of a tmuras ha-pesach can be put on the mizbeach. Sometimes a tmura is also rejected. That's the end of the braisa. And now the Gemara is discussing heichadomi. What's going on here? Which type of tmura is the braisa saying that a tmura cannot be offered on the mizbeach? Ilema, is it talking about shenimtza koidim ashchita v'heimer boi koidim ashchita? Not only did you find the korban pesach before the shchita, but you also made the tmura before the shchita. Then pshita lamolikra. Don't need a pasuk to tell me who that. It's only a kosher pesach can go on the mizbeach, but a rejected korban cannot go on the mizbeach. Of course, if you found the animal A before the shchita and you made the tmura before the shchita, of course they're both rejected. I don't need a pasuk to say that they cannot go on the mizbeach. Elolav, if we have a pasuk to say that there's a type of tmura that cannot go on the mizbeach, it must be shenimtza koidim shchita, that you found the animal before the shchita, the A animal, the original, v'heimir boy achar shchita, and you made the tmura after the shchita, and then you've got proof from the end of the braisa that in tmura sa pesach kreva, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach, even though this tmura was only made after the shchita. Since it's a tmura of a rejected animal, it has the status of a rejected animal. It cannot go on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Tuvta de Rava, Tuvta, indeed, from here we have a proof that against this second version of Rava, and we have to obviously revert back to the first version of Rava. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.